This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow last evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building at Jayaprakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bhita. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave of Bhita Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Bihar Governor Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu were also present at the inaugural function. Today, on the last leg of Bihar visit, Mr. Modi will visit Bikram Ganj in Rohtas district. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone for and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the importance of developing the country's agriculture sector as a key step towards making India a developed nation. In a video message on a social media account at the launch of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in Odisha, he stated that the central government is addressing various agriculture-related issues, including ensuring fair prices for farmers' produce and strengthening the agricultural economy.
एक अहम विषय किसानों को आय के अतिरिक्त साधन मुहैया कराने का भी है खेतों की जो मेड़ है उस पर सोलर पैनलिंग का काम हो देश में जो स्विफ्ट रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है मधुमक्खी पालने वाले किसानों को लाभ हो रहा है उससे ज्यादा से ज्यादा किसान कैसे जुड़े खेत से निकले जिन अवशेषों को कचरा कहकर फेंक दिया जाता है उससे कैसे एनर्जी बनाए वेस्ट टू वेल्थ क्रिएट कैसे करें
As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by NCP SCP Supriya Sule met with the leaders of African National Congress led by Secretary-General Fikile Mabalula. Speaking to media, Mr. Mabalula said that South Africa has pledged solidarity with India in terms of engagement in the fight against terrorism. Delhi police has stated that about 900 illegal Bangladeshi nationals residing in Delhi have been identified and will be deported after proper verification. Delhi Special Commissioner of Police Crime Branch, Devesh Chandra Srivastav, yesterday said the process of deporting undocumented migrants has gained momentum in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. In Kerala, the Central Marine Fisheries Research Institute has launched a study to assess the changes in the marine environment following the capsizing of the container vessel MSC ELSA-3. The vessel capsized 38 nautical miles southwest of Kochi on the 25th of this month. The study is being conducted by teams comprising 4 members each along the coastal areas. Besides testing water quality parameters, the teams are collecting water, phytoplankton and sediment samples from 10 stations at regular intervals for investigation. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has announced that the biography of 17th century Hindu warrior Maharaja Chhatrasal will be included in the social curricula of the state to educate students about his bravery and legacy. The Chief Minister made this announcement while addressing a public ceremony on the occasion of Maharaja Chhatrasal Jayanti in Panna district of the Bundelkhand region. At the Asian Athletics Championship in Gumi, South Korea, India added 6 medals yesterday, including 3 gold and 2 silver, raising their overall tally to 14. Olympians Avinash Sable and Jyoti Araji clinched gold in the men's 3,000-metre steeplechase and women's 100-metre hurdles, respectively. Sable clocked a season-best 8 minutes 20.92 seconds to become the third Indian to win gold in the event after Harbhajan Singh in 1975 and Dina Ram in 1989. The women's 4x400-metre relay team of Jisna Matthew, Rupal Chaudhary, Kunja Rajita and Subha Venkatesan also secured gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.